I thought I'd find you here. You always did prefer to be outside. Wyde kept his eyes downcast on the roaring fire, which was surrounded by stacked river rocks to keep the flames at bay. It was a bit too rustic for this setting and seemed more fitting of his place back in Colorado than California. I guess some things never change. His words drummed up reminders of why he and Clara had never worked out. But the main reason? He couldn't change. He couldn't be what she'd needed. He slowly turned toward the bride on the terrace, not sure how he'd feel when facing her one-on-one tonight. As a sniper, his job was to pay attention to the minutest detail. It was a skill that had become ingrained in him over the years and was impossible to turn off. But hell if he didn't want to shut it down right now. He didn't want to notice details. The way her raven black hair fell over her shoulders in tight curls, lying in stark contrast against the neckline of her off-white ball gown. The layers of fabric sparkling with crystals sewn into the skirt of the dress, making her look like a Disney princess, the antithesis to her usual getup, cut-off jean shorts and a ribbed tank top stained with dirt from playing ball with the guys. He swiped at his trimmed blonde beard and blinked a few times before redirecting his focus to her blue eyes. I should have given you a proper wedding like this. He nodded toward the banquet hall off to his right, where the band played and couples danced inside. Their wedding had been at the courthouse, impersonal, almost clinical. No white dress, no tux. They'd even had swimwear on beneath their clothes so they could go surfing right after they said their vows. We were young. Her voice was soft, a hint apologetic. He reached out, taking her hands into his, then leaned in and brought his mouth to her cheek. Congratulations, you look stunning. He held on to her for a moment, probably a moment too long, as memories of their life together catapulted to mind, the good and bad times. I didn't know if you'd show. He finally let go of her and forced his hands into his pockets. I did RSVP, didn't I? Had the invite not been via email, he'd never have seen it. He'd been wrapping up 5 months of combat deployment in Afghanistan when he'd learned Dale Franklin was tying the knot with Clara. Most guys wouldn't come to their ex-wife's wedding. True, but... So why'd you invite me? Because we're friends now. Friends. Yeah. He supposed they were, even though they didn't talk all that often. Right, he said on a sigh. She smoothed her hands up and down her biceps, a sure indication her nerves were about on point with his. Clara could easily handle the chill in the air, and 60 degrees for January wasn't that bad. He turned and looked out at Mission Bay, the boat lights bobbing on the dark water, and his thoughts drifted to his training at Buds, specifically to his second attempt at earning his trident. You happy with Dale? That's all he wanted for her. Happiness. The kind of life he hadn't been able to give her since he was too screwed up. At the feel of her hand on his arm, he stiffened. Yes, but that doesn't mean what we had wasn't real. She let go of him, and when he stole a glimpse of her out of the corner of his eye, her gaze was on the fire pit. You remember the first time we met? How could I forget? He focused back on the orange-red flames that swayed in the gentle breeze. You did save my life. Did you ever tell the boys you used to be shit in the water? She'd never let him live that down. He smiled. Sure, tell my mates I got whacked over the head by a surfboard and you had to give me mouth to mouth. No damn way. Claire had been a beast in the water when they'd met, a badass surfer and also a kick-ass marine. She chuckled but then fell silent. And it was as if they were both watching a flag lowered to half-staff. Try not to work too hard. Maybe settle down and find someone who makes you happy. She knew him too well to suggest he'd ever find love. But he was already happy, wasn't he? His work was all he needed. His brothers in the Navy. But he offered her a, yeah, maybe. Since he knew she still clung to the dream that one day he would realize he was worthy of love. Somehow Clara had remained an optimist over the years, never letting war taint her outlook on the world or her opinion that people were inherently good. She still believed in him, even if he didn't deserve it.